No one has come close to covering as much music as John Bream. Books on music, including on Prince. John is the king, and everybody's trying to aspire to get to his level. And I had heard a little bit about this doc years ago and then basically forgot about it. Ezra Edelman has offered up a number of docs. By far, his most noteworthy is O.J. Made in America, which is absolutely brilliant. I mean, it is a stunning portrayal of Orenthal James Simpson. And years ago, when there were all the estate battles and what was going on, Ezra Edelman was hired to put together the definitive documentary on Prince. And as John writes, Ezra Edelman sat down with John for 6 hours. This has come to light with a New York Times Magazine profile on the doc, which they're telling us, because of all the controversies, we're never going to see it. So we want to get John on air and talk about it. You can check out John's excellent story about this unique sit-down with Edelman, StarTribune.com. John's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You're the one who is normally interviewing people. You know, you'll come out with me and Barrero and others who you know, but what was your inkling ahead of this conversation, and how soon did you realize this was going to be different?
Well, I was hesitant at first, Chad, very hesitant. I don't trust other people who I don't know, especially when it comes to doing interviews about Prince. I sort of gave up doing interviews about Prince shortly after he passed away. I did an interview with MTV in which I cried on camera because I knew the interviewer, whom I'd known since she was a teenager. I spent 3 hours with Dan Rather's crew, ended up on the cutting room floor. So I just didn't trust people anymore because you obviously have no control over the interview. Once you do the interview, whatever, the journalist can shape it however they want. Mm-hmm. So I was very, very hesitant to talk to Ezra Edelman, who I didn't know. I was aware of his O.J. documentary. And it took about a year or so of his producer convincing me to do the interview. And I went ahead because several other people who were Prince insiders had been interviewed by him, and they said he was legit.
Did that surprise you that the insiders were willing to talk to Edelman, because you know better than me the loyalty that Prince required and demanded on his privacy?
I'm not surprised. I mean, people did not talk when Prince was alive, but people started talking after he had passed away. Did they, you know, withhold information? Were they guarded? Of course. They're very protective of Prince, but people had talked. I don't think people were aware of how in-depth and probing Edelman would be.
You write about that, how prepared he was, and rarely looking at his notes. You're a journalist. You write about everything. If it requires criticism, if it requires difficult points to be made, you will do this. If Edelman is going to produce this voluminous documentary on Prince, it's not just going to be a puff piece. He's going to produce something that is going to include everything. During the actual conversation, what stood out most to you?
I would just say how knowledgeable and well-prepared he was. I mean, there were a couple of times he would mention concerts that I didn't remember, and he would hand me a copy of my review so it could refresh my mind.
Okay. Did you think he was going down rabbit holes which were unnecessary?
I thought he was on a what we might call a fishing expedition to find out everything and anything. You know, what I know about drug abuse, I had no idea. But he asked. I mean, that's the nature of a good documentarian.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
If you're looking for a definitive portrait of someone and you want to ask, you know, cover all sides, all facets, And Prince, believe me, had different personalities, so there's a lot to cover there. Very, very complicated and complex individual. You have to ask everything. And some of it, you know, I'll have nothing to say, but that's the chance you take when you're doing a deep dive.
From your 6 hours with him, do you think he was being fair? Because you know this. I mean, you've offered up so much of this. If you're now, years after Prince's death, and after so much already has been out there, if you're going to put together this documentary, it just can't be, if you've paid attention, Prince, well, I knew that. There has to be a lot of new information which really stands out and is unique and is fleshed out in a different perspective. Did you feel like he was taking the proper approach to looking for this information, or was looking maybe more for the scalding headlines, which might grab some people?
Both.
Okay.
You know, he was searching for whatever he could get. I don't think he had an agenda. I don't think he was out to do a hit job or anything. He was out to find if there was dirt, he was looking for it.
Were there certain parts where he really was pursuing where you thought it didn't make sense and you would share with us, or do you need to keep that private just because of the conversation?
No, I mean, what I found fascinating is as we progressed through the long interrogation, I could sense that he was getting a little frustrated. And I don't know, I think the frustration was because I wasn't very demonstrative on camera. You know, it's a visual medium. They're looking for,
sure,
wow reactions. They're looking for a lot of emotion. I'm sort of by nature very stoic, you know, modeling my persona after Bud Grant, of course.
Stoic,
and,
yeah.
I sense that he would get frustrated that he wasn't getting, like, a great camera shot from that act,
mm-hmm. Yep.
From my answer. And, you know, there were times when Prince was, you know, downright rude to me, and yep, he would ask me about it, and I, you know, I would be nonplussed. And as I explained to him, look, Prince was unpredictable. You had to roll with it. And sometimes it was his sense of humor. Sometimes he was vindictive. You didn't know what were you going to find with him. And you just had to roll with it.
This is tied.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be there the next day.
Yeah.
Or the next time.
Yep. This is tied to Netflix. 9-hour documentary. As you write, the estate is pushing back on this. They have grave concerns about the documentary, including the coroner's photo. Do you think, from what you know, the public will ever see this documentary?
That's a good question, and I think that's going to end up in court probably, because as I understand it, there's a clause in the contract that this only called for a 6-hour documentary, not a 9-hour, so maybe they're, you know, challenging on a technicality. Sounds like something Glenn Taylor might do. And I think the estate, or you know, the people that control the estate now, the executors, are able to address accuracies in the documentary. Does that mean factual accuracies, or does that mean misrepresentation in terms of tone and content? So I think it's going to end up in court, likely. Because I don't think Edelman will compromise. And Netflix is the ultimate arbiter in this case.
Well,
the contract's with Netflix.
You nailed such an important point, right? I mean, and you've chronicled so much the battle, who's in charge of the estate. But the estate, or anyone's estate, often they want the most favorable, flattering, kind portrayal. And,
oh, absolutely.
And sometimes that's accurate. Sometimes it's shielding things. Sometimes it's delusional. But if it's going to be an Ezra Edelman documentary or an Alex Gibney documentary or other brilliant documentarians, it's going to show everything. And those people closest to the subject may not want to see it, but it still can be a fair profile of the subject, in this case, Prince.
Yeah, absolutely. And like everyone else, he was human. He was flawed. We're all flawed.
Yes.
You know, we put him on a pedestal, but we want to see all sides of Prince, even though he's not here to defend himself. That you know, you can't do that once you passed away.
Yep.
It's up for other people to tell your story at that point. He had the option in his lifetime to tell his story. And he would say he told his story in his music, which is true.
Right. Said that often, right?
But people want to go behind the scenes. They want to see what's there.
And there is a...
You know, and he was intentionally a mystery. He was inscrutable. I mean, he obfuscated a lot of things. And he wanted to just create a persona, an image. And so we didn't get to know the real Prince.
Well, I've asked you this before, but I'll ask it again. How much that was truly who he was versus he loved... I mean, obviously it was to a certain level. But how much did he love that as a part of his persona?
I think he was a very unhappy, lonely child. And he was lonely throughout his life. And I think he tried to portray an image of what he envisioned in his mind. I've often said he had one of the richest interior lives of anyone I've known, but his real life was no match for what was inside his head and in his imagination.
John Bream with us. Check out John's excellent work on a regular basis, Star Tribune. If Prince somehow could communicate on how this is all playing out, as someone who interviewed him so many times but is admitting there was so much about him you didn't know, and often he just wanted to communicate through his music. What do you think he'd be saying about all this?
That's a good question. It depends which Prince you encounter. You know, do you encounter the controlling Prince of who was in his 20s, or the more mature adult Prince when he was in his 50s, who was more accepting? I really don't know how he'd react. I mean, knowing that he was still controlling, I think he would probably watch it and veto it. But you never know what was in his mind. Or he might have said, forget it, say whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there were times when, you know, he would not like what I would write, and he would get upset. And, you know, I'd try to remind him or his people that the First Amendment exists for him to create his art and for me to say what I want to say.
Perfect.
And I think in this case, would apply as well.
Great stuff as always, sir. Always a pleasure. Enjoyed it.
Hey, wait, Chad.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a 6-hour interview. What, we're done already?
I'm putting you on hold. I want you to stay there and don't hang up until I get back to you.
Okay. Fair enough.
See you, John.
Thanks.
John Bream. Check out John's story, StarTribune.com. And if you want to read the New York Times Magazine, it'll take you a while. But if you're curious about Prince, you will thoroughly enjoy it.